Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology / disability evaluation on patient Davana, D-A-V-A-N-N-A, first name Cornelius, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-O-U-S, their date of birth, October 5, 1987, date of evaluation, January 22nd, 2025, their referring information, disability and social service, the identifying information, the patient presented a California ID card, which correctly identified the claimant. The HDI. The patient is a 37-year-old female who reports undergoing stent placement following coronary artery bypass grafting in 2024, period. She reports ongoing dyspnea and symptoms of congestion, period. She stated that the initial bypass graft failed and she then required stent, period. She has dyspnea and fatigue at less than 2 blocks, period. She further stated that she has a left foot drop, period. The records were reviewed, period. Patient previously noted to have ischemic cardiomyopathy with left ventricular ejection fraction 38%, period. Again, she is status post coronary artery bypass grafting in June of 2024, period. Significant history includes diabetes type 2 with A1C reported at 7.7, chronic kidney disease stage 4, PJD, and recent left eye surgery for hemorrhage, period. Patient that presented with right side of weakness, period. D. Past medical history, as noted, includes that of CAD, X number diabetes type 2, X number hypertension, X number hyperlipidemia, X number congestive heart failure, X number chronic kidney disease, next number status post coronary artery bypass grafting. Next number status post coronary stent. Next number asthma. Next number gastrointestinal reflux disease. Next number protrusion of lumbar intervertebral disc. Next number vertebral body hemangioma. Next number, proliferative diabetic retinopathy of both eyes, with macular edema. Next number, depression. The medication, naloxone 4 milligrams, isoxabide dinitrate 30 milligrams on every third day, insulin glargine 100 units, hydromorphone 2 milligrams every 6 hours, hydralazine 50 milligrams 1 TID, folic acid 1 milligram 1 daily, Buspar 10 milligrams TID, hydroxyzine 10 milligrams every 6 hours, albuterol inhalation every 4 hours, apixaban 5 milligrams 1 BID, atorvastatin 80 milligrams 1 daily, budesonide take 2 plus BID, bumetanide 2 milligrams 1.5 tablets 3 times daily, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams 1 BID, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams one daily, cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams TID, potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents, take 2 daily. D, allergies, gabapentin, patient state became unresponsive, family history, mother with diabetes, chronic kidney disease, and congestive heart failure, problem with coronary artery disease, and chronic kidney disease. The social history, patient reports rare alcohol, but denies cigarettes or drug use. Re-Yelp system, constitutional, patient reports fatigue, pills, and weakness. Respiratory, patient reports wheezing, cardiac palpitations, otherwise SPI, gastrointestinal, nausea, vomiting, and heartburn. Patient further reports bloating, genital urinary, patient reports frequency, and urgency. Psychiatric, patient reports nervousness and depression. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 160/103, pulse 103, respiratory rate of 21, weight 195.4 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and no acute distress period. Cardiovascular, patient is noted to be tachycardic period. There is an S3 present period. Extremities reveal 2+ sitting edema. The impression, patient is a 37-year-old female with underlying ischemic cardiomyopathy, left ventricular dysfunction, coronary artery disease, diabetes, and hypertension, period. Patient currently appears in acute congestive heart failure, period. Patient is unable to perform tasks which require significant limb lifting, pushing, or bending. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.